What's up, everyone? Thank you for joining me again. This is another episode of the Lanshead Gaming News Podcast. This is your host, Michael. Let's get this rolling. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Sorry for there not being a podcast on Wednesday. Ended up going to Orlando to visit family out there, so I was gone for that whole day, and just got back yesterday, so I'm also a little bit sick, so if I sound kind of stuffy, sorry about that. It's all this weird weather in Florida, back and forth. One day it'll be like 50 and one day it'll be like 80, and in Florida 50 is like freezing to us here, so it's been back and forth with these weird temperatures here, so everyone's like starting to get sick. So in news this week, there's a lot of games coming out. No, this week is done, but next week Far Cry New Dawn is coming out, Jump Force, and Metro Exodus is coming out too, I think next week. So you have those three big games. I think there's a couple others coming out, but I can't remember. Those are the big ones. But starting off with Metro Exodus, I guess there's some kind of drama and people are boycotting the PC version because I guess it was available for pre-order on Steam, and everyone pre-ordered it on Steam got sent a download code because I guess Epic Games moved Metro Exodus to the Epic Games Store, whatever the fuck they call it, and maybe it just is Epic Games Store, I don't know. But anyways, they moved it to the Epic Games Store exclusively. So now all these people that pre-ordered it on Steam got download codes to go and order on the Epic Games Store. So everyone's pissed off and boycotting because it's not available on Steam anymore. And so you have one of the main guys, the writer for the Metro series of books, and he also works on the game, working on the story, came out and put out a video saying, for people to give the game a chance and for people to not punish the game just because of what's going on with Epic Studios and the Epic Game Store and them moving it there exclusively. They're like, don't not give the game a chance just because of that stuff going on. So the Metro Exodus games, or the Metro games, Last Light and 2033 were really good and really fun. If you haven't played those, I definitely recommend that you go check them out. Last Light was really cool. I think I played that game like twice, played it through all the way through like twice because it was that good. It was interesting. So that's coming out. Far Cry New Dawn is coming out, which takes place after the events of Far Cry 5. And to be honest, I never beat Far Cry 5. I don't know what it is. It was a great game. The story was good. Like, the gameplay was fun. And it looked beautiful. But I just, for some reason, partway playing it through, I lost interest in the game. And I talked to one of my cousins, and he said the same exact thing about the game. He's like, I don't know what it is. Everything was really good, but I was playing the game, and at some point, I just kind of lost interest and stopped playing. And the same thing happened to me, and I haven't played it since it came out last year. So I don't know what it is. Maybe that's one of those games that I'll be revisiting this year and finally try and beat it, because it was good. I don't know what it was that I kind of just dropped off from it and just stopped playing it. But New Dawn is coming out, and it looks good, and it can't really play that until I beat Far Cry 5, I guess, because it takes place directly after that. Unlike some of the other Far Cry games where they're in the same universe and this kind of overlap in the games and some characters and some story stuff, this one's like a direct sequel to the last one. So Yeah, gonna have to revisit that game, Far Cry 5, and then play this one. But also, Jump Force is coming out, so hopefully Bandai Namco was able to deal with all the issues, and any issues that were still existing from the open beta. I mean, I didn't really experience any, and I didn't really hear about too much other than maybe a little bit of lag, but hopefully there's no issues with that, and I'll hopefully be getting that one next week, and then play it and do a more comprehensive review on it, on the gameplay mechanics and the story and all that. So that's coming out the 15th, which is Friday, so maybe that next Monday I'll talk about it in that podcast. But looking forward to that. Also, Crackdown 3 is coming out sometime this month, I think, and Crackdown 1, I only played like the demo of that came with Halo 3, but I remember having fun playing it, and I don't know why I never bought it. I guess there's something else that had come out, and I got whatever that was instead. But Crackdown 3 is coming out, so that'll be cool. That'll be on Game Pass, so I'm excited to play that. There's a bunch of other stuff coming out too, but around the end of the month, I think, the 19th, I think also some stuff is coming out. But hope everyone has a good Friday, and hope that everyone had a good week, and take care, and I'll talk to everyone again on the podcast on Monday.